Hey there, hashtag Heather here, and welcome back to Books for Boys and Girls. Today we'll be reading Little Bo Peep Can't Get to Sleep, written by Aaron Dealing and illustrated by Hanako Wakayama. Little Bo Peep can't get to sleep. She kicked her blankets in a heap. "Try counting sheep," her mother said. But Bo Peep lay awake instead. Peep's tummy hurt. Her head ached too. She wasn't sure just what to do. She couldn't count her sheep, you see. She didn't know where they could be. She counted them in the meadow that day, just before they ran away. And then Little Boy Blue went and blasted his horn to scare the cows away from the corn. The cows didn't budge. They were too full. But the sheep were frightened right out of their wool. "My sheep!" cried Bo Peep to her brother Blue. Boy Blue replied, "What did I do?" She asked the farmer in the dell and Jack and Jill up by the well. No one had seen her missing sheep. "A wolf might get them," worried Peep. Humpty Dumpty climbed his wall. "Careful," Peep said. "Please don't fall." "I see some pigs," he said with a smile. "Go home. I'll stay and look for a while." Peep met a troll along the way.
"Who dares to cross my bridge today?"
"Mr. Troll, have you seen my sheep?"
"Only goats," he snarled at Peep.
"Don't tell Mom," warned Little Boy Blue. "You'll be in trouble if you do."
Peep said, "My flock will be home soon."
Blue laughed, "When cows jump over the moon."
Dad tucked Peep in with a goodnight kiss. "It's past your bedtime, little miss." She had to tell them about her sheep. "Mommy, Dad," began Bo Peep.
"A giant's underneath my bed," was the tale she told instead. "I think he slid down Jack's beanstalk."
"Hush," said Dad. "That's only talk."
"Good night," said Daddy with a yawn. Peep worried that her sheep were gone.
"Close your eyes, my sleepy daughter."
"Please," Peep asked, "may I have some water?"
She whispered to the rising moon, "I'll run away with the dish and the spoon. Hey, diddle diddle, what should I do? Tell Mom and Dad or listen to Blue?"
Moon gave a wink as if to say, "Your sheep are safely home to stay." And Peep looked down to see her flock as Humpty ambled down the block. Still, Little Bo Peep felt very lost. Instead of sleeping, she turned and tossed.
"Mommy, rub my back?" she asked. "I'm sure to fall asleep at last."
Mommy rubbed until it seemed Bo Peep slept, Bo Peep dreamed. But as Mom tiptoed from Peep's bed,
"I lost my sheep," a little voice said.
"They're home again. Moon told me so. I just wanted you to know."
Peep felt better.
"Are you mad?"
"Next time, tell us sooner," said Dad.
Moon shined brightly on the town where wee Willy Winky ran up and down. Little Boy Blue was fast asleep, and Peep could finally count her sheep. She didn't hear the fiddler cat's tune, nor see the cows jump over the moon, for Little Bo Peep was soon asleep, without a worry, without a peep. The end.
Thank you so much for tuning in again to Books for Boys and Girls. If you haven't already, please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe so that way other moms and kids can find us. Also, if you have any questions, suggestions, comments, or concerns, please feel free to send a voice message using the Anchor app. All right, well, until next time, take care and thanks again. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.